Welcome back to the Weekly Wrap-Up, a Statesman podcast that features an editor from each section giving you the news of the week. I'm Jules, and here's this week wrapped up.
For Stony Brook University News for the week, I'm Assistant News Editor Maya Brown. This past week, SBU former interim president Michael Bernstein announced that he will step down from his position as provost and senior vice president for academic affairs. President's office plans to announce an interim provost in the near future. As of Wednesday, there are 19 new student cases on Stony Brook University's campus, bringing the total number of cases to about 20. All of the students who have tested positive, along with those who they came in close contact with, totals to about 78 students in quarantine. According to the interim chief of police at SBU, Enzo Labs found one false positive in a batch of 15 positives. The COVID-19 dashboard will continue to be updated daily. The Campus Recreation Center has also entered phase one of its reopening plan, meaning students can now reserve time slots to go work out. With Stony Brook University's news for the week, I'm Maya Brown.
With Arts and Culture, I'm Legere Blake, the Arts and Culture Editor at The Statesman, and this week's main headline is all about one of my favorite topics, film. The Stony Brook Film Festival has been around for 25 years. This year, though, is much different than the rest, as all of its programming is virtual. Now anyone, anywhere, can have the chance to watch an assortment of neat films. The festival begins Thursday, September 10th, and students can get tickets for free. With Arts and Culture, I'm Legere Blake.
I'm Sam Loria, the Assistant Opinions Editor of The Statesman. This week's issue showcases how we as a society can adapt to living in this new socially distanced world, and the possibility of using these drastic times as fuel for positive change. The first article talks about how The Statesman will be running during the pandemic. Out of concern for the staff's safety, The Statesman will be transitioning to a digital format. Instead of printing a new issue every week, The Statesman will only physically release special issues. Additionally, a number of new positions were added, such as multimedia internships, a tech team, and a new position on the editorial board designed to promote audience engagement. The second article offers an interesting theory about how we could potentially use the pandemic to restructure our society around sustainability. This author states that the pandemic has slowed down our consumption of natural resources, making it a perfect time to slow it down for good. With the catastrophic threat of climate change, many of our online replacements to our normal routines could be very beneficial to the environment. With Opinions, I'm Sam Loria.
To read the pieces mentioned in this podcast, you can head over to sbstatesman.com and click on the links at the top of the page. I'm Jules, and until next week, that's a wrap.